let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Digital Spy says Dietland is timely, darkly entertaining, and will leave you craving more. The highly anticipated darkly comedic series premieres with back-to-back episodes Monday, June 4th, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific on AMC. Based on the 2015 best-selling, critically acclaimed novel of the same name, Dietland explores one woman's journey to self-awakening while exploring a multitude of issues faced by women today. Among the stars, Tamara Tooney, award-winning actress, star of television, stage, screen, producer, director, philanthropist. Numerous TV credits, including series regulars, Better Call Saul, The Blue Bloods, Billions, 24, and of course, Dr. Melinda Warner in the hit series Law & Order SVU, about to become TV's longest-running series. Many memorable movie roles, Flight, The Devil's Advocate, City Hall, The Caveman's Valentine, among them. A storied career in theater, acting, and producing, including an Olby for a starring role in Familiar, starring as Maggie in the first all-African-American production of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, sharing the stage with the legendary Lena Horne in Lena Horne, The Lady and Her Music, and a recent project producing and developing the musical Frog Kiss, the musical, and now in AMC's revenge fantasy series Dietland, premiering Monday, June 4th, back-to-back episodes, 9 Eastern Pacific. Tamara Tooney with us on This Week in America. Tamara, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. I'm exhausted by what you just read.
Well, imagine you actually did it. So if you took a little sabbatical here for a couple of years, that would be highly understandable. You know, everybody looking forward to the show. Digitland had another great line, too. They said it's like the Devil Wears Prada with vigilantes. I like that. You know, you said this is so different and relevant. Let's start with the different. There really isn't anything like this on television, is there?
No, there isn't. There's absolutely nothing like this on television, which is one of the things that I was attracted to. This show is so interesting. I mean, it's as you say, a self-awakening revenge fantasy, darkly comic thriller. There's so much going on in this show. And that's why I think it's going to be, you know, really, really what everybody's talking about.
All of the critics seem to agree the strength is the cast. Let's talk about your character, Julia Smith. You describe her as a little bit left of center. Talk about her.
She is. She's wacky. You know, when we first meet her, you know, one minute she's somewhat mercurial. One minute she's, you know, very intense and straightforward, and then the next second she's kind of wacky and loopy. But it's interesting because it's a bit of a facade for Julia. You know, she works in this beauty closet for this media conglomerate, but she's actually there. She has her own personal agenda for being there, and you know, part of her agenda is to you know, reprogram the way women think about themselves. And so she's constantly in Plum's ear, you know, trying to get her to realize that, you know, beauty is in fact only skin deep, and you have to love yourself.
Yes.
And accept yourself. So, and that's only part of it, because then we find out some other things about Julia that I just can't reveal right now.
You'll have to watch to see, and it will be. And it will be a pleasure to watch the show as this unfolds. You mentioned Plum. Plum Kettle, Joy Nash, plays this role perfectly. Talk about Plum, because she's the one that's really struggling with these issues, and she really wants to be sort of invisible because she's overweight and it bothers her.
That's correct. That's correct. And not only does it bother her, but also she is, you know, constantly being mistreated by the world because of her size. You know, so she has actually, you know, detached herself a bit from the world. So she's kind of just existing until she gets, you know, loses weight and becomes this perfect size, and then she thinks her life will be better. And, of course, you know, that's never the case. And it's about finding your own happiness and your own way of accepting yourself for who you are, you know. And of course the show is not promoting being overweight, but what it is promoting is being healthy and having a healthy attitude, and it's doing it in such a fun and interesting and unexpected way.
Talk about that, the challenge of that as an actress. You've got the dark laughs, and then a few minutes later, you're talking about a serious subject. In fact, you said the show is sometimes funny, sometimes scary. Talk about as an actress when you get a role like that.
Oh, well, you know, at the end of the day, it's about being in the moment, you know, and when I approach even comedy, I approach it seriously. I mean, because that's what's funny. I mean, life is funny. Things happen all the time, you know, that are unexpectedly funny. So I think that's my approach, at least, to just being as honest in the moment as I can be. And if it happens to be funny, then, you know, then it's funny. And if it's scary and serious, then it's scary and serious.
We talked about different and relevant. We talked about the different part. Relevant, talk about that, because you really deal with issues. It's like you rip the show from the headlines.
Absolutely. You know, as we said, it deals with self-image. It deals with self-acceptance. You know, it deals with pushing back against the objectification of women, the sexual objectification of women. You know, it deals with everything that is happening in today's headlines. Particularly on the women's front, it's an empowering show, you know. But again, it's entertainment, and so there's a level of, you know, what if women were to push back in this way? And that's where we have this vigilante group that we're not sure who they are, or what they are, or why they're doing what they're doing, you know. So it's really compelling.
A minute or so left. Talk about that vigilante group. Talk about Jennifer, because this is a group that's decided we're going to take things into our own hands. So you've got this element to deal with as well.
Exactly. And it's interesting in the show, because there's that group, Jennifer, and then there's this this place called Calliope House that's run by a woman who's a little more, you know, let's talk about it. You know, she does her own kind of psychobabble therapeutical thing, and she's not perfect or right either. So you have these two different entities that have entered Plum's life, the kind of benign Calliope House and then the kind of violent vigilante group, Jennifer. And, you know, we don't know why Jennifer is doing what they're doing. We know that they're attacking men who have raped or murdered or sexually abused. But there's much more to it than that we find out much later in the show as to why they're doing what they're doing.
What's interesting is this is really entertaining. You're sitting there, you're watching it, you're entertained. Yet it's one of those you really can't get all of the topics you talk about in Dietland out of your mind. Is that one of the benefits of doing something like this? I entertain, and they're going to think about some of these important issues after the show is over.
Absolutely, and I think that's the best form of entertainment myself. I think it's brilliant. Dietland is brilliant in the way that it, you know, through humor and through irony, sometimes it gets the message across, and that's one of the genius. That's part of the genius of this show. It's able to do that.
Tamara Tunney with us on This Week in America, one of the stars of Dietland, premiering Monday, June 4th, back-to-back episodes, 9 Eastern Pacific on AMC. Tamara, great to have you with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Rick. Have a great week.
You as well. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.